It's been a gloomy winter for ice cream lovers in Jackson. An iconic ice cream emporium called The Parlor closed down in December after roughly a century of satisfying the city's sweet tooth. With spring approaching, though, The Parlor is back under new ownership. WKAR's Scott Pohl visited The Parlor on its first day back in operation last week.
I grew up in Jackson County, and a fair amount of my misspent youth was spent eating ice cream at The Parlor. Plunking myself down at the counter last Friday felt like old times.
Hi, how are you today?
Good.
My name's Christina. I'm going to be your server.
Hi, Christina. You know what? I just want a dish of ice cream, and I'm looking at the flavors. You know what looks good to me? Bear claw.
Yes, that is our dark chocolate ice cream with caramel and cashews. It's very good.
Oh my goodness. I'm going to have a dish of that, please.
How many scoops would you like? Our scoops are pretty big, kind of like a softball.
You know what? I think one is going to be plenty.
One? All right. Would you like whipped cream and cherry or anything on top?
Let's hold that.
The new owners of The Parlor are Bernie and Sherry White. Sherry has personal roots here in Jackson.
I was born and raised here, and I just love The Parlor. I have tons of family memories, and we used to come here. People from out of town we would bring here. It was just, it's the icon of Jackson, and we just love it. And I love this town, so I'm glad to be back.
Bernie White has managed hardware stores in the past and was an ice cream company salesman for a while, but he's never run a restaurant. He says his faith played a role in deciding to buy The Parlor.
We're people who really love the Lord, and we have prayed about what kind of business that we should get into for a long time. It just struck us like, wow, that would be really cool if we could buy The Parlor of all places. And then in time, we finally wound up getting it.
To help make up for a lack of experience running a place like this, the Whites have hired back a number of former Parlor employees. One of them is fountain man David Hall Jr. If you order ice cream here, there's a good chance he scooped it. The months since closing in December haven't been easy.
I've been looking around for new jobs and stuff, and I was hoping that my job would open up, and they did.
Does it feel good to be back?
Oh, I love it. Yes, it feels real good to be back.
What do you like about the business?
It's family oriented. That's what I like.
So you get to see lots of families enjoying
lots
themselves, and you get to help make them have fun.
Yeah, I love that. I love that.
The place needed some sprucing up. The Whites have replaced lighting fixtures, broken tiles, and chipped formica. One thing that hasn't changed is the menu. You can order the typical fare like sandwiches, but let's face it, this is an ice cream parlor, and ice cream rules the day. The highlight of the menu is the Dare to be Great, 21 scoops of assorted ice cream flavors. Bernie White boasts of this monster's 2.5 gallons of ice cream.
If you can eat the whole thing, it's free, and you get your name on a plaque on the wall. So it's pretty amazing over the years. There's only a handful have actually been able to do it. So it'd be neat to have people come in and try that again.
I checked that plaque, and 12 people have actually eaten the whole thing. Back in high school, I ordered the Dare to be Great with a couple of buddies, and I'll bet we left a gallon of melted, mushy ice cream in the punch bowl-sized dish. The customers I spoke with, who made a point of lunching at The Parlor on its first day back, seemed excited to see its return. One of them was Sharmika March. She grew up in Chicago, but used to look forward to trips to Jackson for stops at Cascades Park and The Parlor. She now lives in Jackson.
Yeah. I've been calling every week, like, are you guys open yet? No. So I was very excited to find out they were going to be open as of today.
And here you are on opening day.
Yes, for my lunch hour.
Lori and Carl Conan celebrated The Parlor's reopening by bringing their granddaughter in for some ice cream.
It's a landmark in Jackson, and it's a place we go to often because we both love ice cream.
Now, I noticed, sir, that your portion is much larger than your wife's.
My eyes were bigger than what my stomach is.
Oh, you can finish that, right?
No, I won't be able to.
Chelsea Jan has been eating at The Parlor since getting a job at nearby Consumers Energy in 2006, and the place is just like she remembers it.
With the new flavors, I haven't really had a chance to really dive into that, but yeah, I think it's even better, so... it's good.
Okay, my work here is done. It's time to dig into that softball-sized scoop of Bear Claw ice cream I've ordered before heading back to the office. Research, you know.
That's good. At the newly reopened Parlor in Jackson, I'm Scott Pohl for Current State.